The Goddess, a Creation Myth, by Vaz. Birth, beginning, the Creator, innate feminine nature, alone in the universe, finding nothingness her only companion, creates a masculine essence. This incarnate child, nourished by the Goddess, grows in time. Arriving at the age of wandering, the child strays. His journeys carry him further and further, hidden from her view. Concerned for the child, she empowers him with strength. As time moves forward, the child grows. His masculinity matures. Content within himself, he freely roams the firmament, choosing solitude for a companion. Once again, returning femininity to her loneliness. This being the case, femininity decides to take the form of a girl child. But masculinity, not interested, ignores her. Seeing this, she gives the child the gift of beauty to attract masculinity. This does arouse a sensation in him, but in time, he tires and returns to his wandering. At this, femininity creates pleasure to lure him to her side. This excites masculinity and pleases femininity, filling her with joy. But soon after, once again, masculinity escapes to wandering, leaving femininity alone. Femininity, annoyed with masculinity's indifference, creates desire. But desire has many masters, and he continues his roaming. This arouses anger in femininity, causing her to call upon pleasure's twin, pain, forcing masculinity to return to her. This, in turn, angers masculinity, driving him further away. Femininity, overwhelmed with grief at masculinity's reaction, discovers tears. Seeing this, masculinity feels pity and returns. But pity, being the spawn of misfortune, is no comfort to her. Annoyed, he receives femininity's scorn. She banishes masculinity from her sight, choosing seclusion as her companion. As time passes, the girl feels something growing inside her. Not understanding what is occurring, fear appears. Fear is a wily essence, the master of deception. Being alone, confused, and left to fend for herself, she encounters necessity. Continually full of want, necessity compels courage to arise within her. Courage, a cousin of strength, and the offspring of hope, comes to her aid. Confidence is found and fear is subdued. As seasons change, so does she. Being nature's beautiful blossom, the girl blooms, transforming herself into a woman. Meanwhile, while roaming, masculinity comes upon longing and yearns for feminine companionship. Driven by desire, he searches for femininity. He lusts for pleasure and craves for more. But while searching for femininity, she cannot be found. Masculinity is fraught with anxiety. His thoughts visit loneliness upon him. Loneliness speaks in the language of isolation. He knows isolation from solitude, and through solitude, he begins to understand what loneliness means to femininity. During this time, femininity gives birth to life. She nurtures and imbues her offspring with every essence. However, life's foil, death, is close by, set to pounce upon life given its first opportunity. As death draws near, femininity shouts out for strength. Masculinity, hearing her cry, comes to femininity's side, startling death, and for the moment dispels this sad fate from her presence. At this, masculinity, seeing femininity together with life's child, feels shame, and shame's companion selfishness. Overcome with emotion, he tastes the tears that once washed femininity's face and again turns to leave. Femininity, thoroughly adorned as a woman, growing in wisdom, speaks to masculinity, saying, "Go, and when you are ready to give what you have been given, return. We will await your arrival, knowing you have come of your own accord." Humbled at her insight, touching every essence of his nature, he willingly returns to her. This is when masculinity was transformed, becoming man. By femininity's desire for companionship and masculinity's want of freedom, it was life that brought woman and man together, united in flesh and spirit, an everlasting bond was created. Joined together, sealed forever by an ancient truth buried deep within the recesses of human need. That truth? Love, the goddess of creation.